¿Por qué? ¿Por qué no querés?
Porque es muy calor.
My name is Frieke Oosten. I'm from the Netherlands. I grew up in a small town, but now I live in Amsterdam. I'm living in Peru for 6 months, and then I might go traveling some more in other countries. And I'm volunteering here at the historical center and at an orphanage.
Frieke, do you think that you're patriotic?
No.
Why not?
Well, I love my country, but I kind of hate people because everyone complains about it, even though we probably have the most luxurious lives in the world.
Yeah. You hate it because they're complainers?
Well, hate might be a bit strong, but yes, I find it very frustrating. And people are getting very right-wing at the moment, I think. So I used to really love my country, but right now I don't really feel comfortable there.
What would you change about your country so that you could feel more patriotic about it?
Well, I would start by shaving off Geert Wilders' horrible hair. Very right-wing politician. He dyed his hair almost white blonde, and it sticks up. And
I don't know that this is the most important thing in regards
to politics. No, but seriously, just that would make me feel better already. After that, I don't know if I could change it, but I would want people to be a little more respectful to other people and other cultures. It's sort of a habit right now of saying everything you feel like, and it doesn't matter if you hurt people with it. But of course, if someone says something about them, they can't handle it, so
okay.
Yeah, I'd want to change that.
Tell us some things you do love about your country.
Well, it really is a very nice place to live. Like, I live in Amsterdam. It's just one of the most beautiful cities in Europe, I feel. Holland, it's very easy living. Like, almost everything is possible. Studying is really easy for everyone. You get money from the government to study. You get free transportation. You get discounts. It's just so easy to live there. I really love it.
Oh, okay. It's not all bad then.
No, it's not all bad. Most of it is good.
And you've been in Peru for how many months now?
Three, almost.
Three. And what do you find yourself craving from home?
Oh, carne milk. It's like this milk drink. They have almost no dairy products here. It's hell for me.
Dairy is important in Holland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like our national product, dairy and cheese.
So what kind of milk is it?
Oh, it's like milk, but they churned it a bit more, and it's delicious. I live on it.
What else?
Chocolate. Yeah, we have so much chocolate. Here, you can get decent chocolate, although I don't even eat that much. It's just the fact that you can't get it.
Yeah. What else? Anything else? Not food?
No,
something
not food.
Something about home that you crave?
Well, no, not really. I don't really miss home that much. Like, people are a bit more practical there. It's like, there are some things that sometimes are frustrating, but overall, I really love living here. It's especially now because it's sunny and the mountains are still green.
Yeah.
And I'm a history student, and you have Inca ruins obviously everywhere, so seriously, I'm in heaven.
You've visited a lot of countries, and you were saying that you don't like the attitude of people at home. So what country would you most admire or want people to be like?
Well, I haven't been there yet, but a little more Swedish probably. Sweden is like this magical fairy tale country for me.
Why?
I probably have some wrong ideas about it, but I just have the idea that it's just a little more liberal even. And Holland is pretty liberal, like, don't get the wrong idea. It sounds nice. Although I'm not sure I would want to live there because it would be like cold. And if I had to live somewhere for a while, it would probably be like Rome or something.
Okay. How do you feel about Holland's role in world politics?
I'm not sure we have a role in world politics as such. I mean, we're just a little country, you know?
You don't want any responsibility?
No, but, well, obviously we're involved in Afghanistan and Iraq. I don't think we are in Iraq, but we did support it. So I'm not exactly proud of it, but I feel we do have a responsibility to make something of it now. And otherwise, well, obviously we are in the EU, and I love the EU. A lot of people are very skeptical about it, and I admit it's not a proper democracy, but I do really love the idea behind it, so I'm proud of that.
No,